Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
The power of the primary. Did you know most elections are decided before the general election ever happens? It's called the primary, and turnout is often incredibly low. That means a small group of voters ends up choosing the candidates who represent everyone else. If you believe in limited government, strong families, and common sense leadership, your voice matters most right now. Don't sit this one out. Vote in the primary, because if you don't choose the candidate, someone else will. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association is pleased to announce the annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Enjoy everything the olive and lavender industries have to offer. Demonstrations, arts, crafts, collectibles, food, and more. The annual Paso Robles Olive and Lavender Festival this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the downtown city park. Admission is free. More info at pasorobosdowntown.org.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Monday, May 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Early voting for San Luis Obispo County begins this week. Paso Robles City Council to begin review of budget expenditure and revenues. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 40 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. Call or stop by. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Elections Office has announced that mail ballots will be sent out starting today, and drop boxes for voting in San Luis Obispo County will open on Tuesday. May 4th marks an important day for the primary election, according to the Clerk Recorder's Office. The Satellite Atascadero Elections Office will open to the public, and both it and the San Luis Obispo Elections Offices will begin offering a new method of early voting. Voters can cast their mail ballot at the office without using a return envelope. This will require the voter to complete and sign a brief form, with the signature being checked immediately against their voter record. One advantage of using this new method is that ballots cast in person without an envelope will be counted early and included in the first results released at 8 p.m. on election night. This method is only available inside one of the two elections offices. Any ballot deposited into an official county drop box still requires a signed return envelope, as well as ballots returned to a polling place on election day. The county sheriff's office responded to a Montaña de Oro State Park incident on Saturday regarding an adult male kayaker in distress. Witnesses at the scene told the sheriff's office that the kayaker was flipped over by waves and his life vest somehow slipped off his body. In coordination with California State Parks, the U.S. Coast Guard, and CAL FIRE, the kayaker's body was located. CPR was performed, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. His identity is being withheld, pending notification of next of kin. Paso Robles City Council to review potential revenues and expenditures for fiscal year budget. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Paso Robles City Council will continue discussing its budget for the next fiscal year, which must be approved by the end of June. In previous meetings, the council discussed and approved broader, overarching goals for the city, while its next meeting tomorrow will present estimated revenues and expenditures over the next few fiscal years. Projections for fiscal year 2026-27 put the city at a small surplus of about $151,000, continuing to add on to its projected reserves of $16.6 million. The city highlights measures J20 and I-24 as key funding sources for public safety and infrastructure needs across the city. The police department, Paso Fire and Emergency Services, and Public Works currently remain the largest expenditures by department for the city. While the projected budget is balanced, staff also says that the budget can be adjusted based off changes approved by the city. You can attend Tuesday's City Council meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. The city of Atascadero held its 10th annual Tamale Festival this weekend, starting on Friday and continuing into Saturday. Over 23 tamale vendors were in attendance with the Best Tamale Contest, Tamale Eating Contest, and Chihuahua and Pet Costume Contest. The city has announced the winners of each. Best Overall Tamale went to Mary's Cuisine Catering in San Luis Obispo. Traditional Tamale winner was La Luz del Mundo from Victorville. And Gourmet Tamale winner went to Mary's Cuisine once again. City of Atascadero sincerely thanks its sponsors, judges, volunteers, and vendors for making the 10th Annual Tamale Festival a huge success. A TikToker was released on Friday in San Luis Obispo County after a follower reported him live-streaming while driving under the influence. CHP spokesperson Angela Molinar said that a person called in from across the country in Kentucky, saying that a man on social media was drinking and driving while live-streaming on the platform TikTok. The driver was originally reported to have been possibly drinking in the parking lot at Planet Fitness San Luis Obispo, but there was not enough information to go off from the original call. However, dispatchers watched the live stream themselves and observed the suspect in Pismo Beach and Shell Beach. CHP officers eventually located the suspect in his vehicle on Shell Beach Drive. He was arrested for suspicion of DUI at around 3:12 p.m. His account had more than 11,000 followers. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres beat the White Sox 4-3, the Athletics over the Guardians 7-1, the Mets beat the Angels 5-1, the Rays over the Giants 2-1, the Dodgers beat the Cardinals 4-1, the Yankees over the Orioles 11-3. Tonight, the Giants will face the Padres, the Dodgers will go against the Astros, the Angels will face the White Sox, the Yankees will go against the Orioles. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers won their series against the Rockets in their final game on Friday, 98-78. Conference semifinals start today. The first game of the Lakers and Thunder will be tomorrow. In California news, California, Arizona, and Nevada have proposed a voluntary water-saving measure for the next 3 years, aimed at buying time while negotiations for the shrinking Colorado River reservoirs are deadlocked. The seven states with legal rights to Colorado River wars have failed to agree on how to spread the pain of lost access. For the first time, the organization behind the Oscars has addressed the use of artificial intelligence for performances and scripts for the 2027 Academy Awards. The new rules state that the tools neither help nor harm the chances of achieving a nomination, and that the Academy will take into account the degree to which a human was at the heart of the creative authorship. A ruling issued on Friday by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals blocks providers from mailing prescriptions of certain abortion pills instead requiring patients to obtain the drug in person at clinics. This would include states like California, where the pills are legal. Governor Gavin Newsom pushed back against the decision, saying, quote, California will continue to stand for a woman's right to choose and fight like hell against those who seek to reach across our border and tear that fundamental right away. Local News was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, livestock organizations like the National Cattlemen's Beef Association have endorsed the Fair and Accurate Ingredient Representation on Labels Act. NCBA's Senior Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, says the legislation would help to ensure consumer transparency by addressing the labeling of cell-cultivated protein and plant-based alternative protein products.
For years, lab-grown and plant-based protein products have used traditional beef labeling terms, creating consumer confusion throughout the marketplace. The Fair Labels Act is a critical step toward protecting the integrity of real food animal products and ensuring consumers have clear, accurate information at the meat case. We welcome the growing bipartisan effort to address mislabeling on these manufactured products, and we encourage Congress to swiftly pass the Fair Labels Act.
Now, Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska and Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania sponsored the bipartisan Senate version of the Fair Labels Act, while Representatives Mark Alford of Missouri, August Pfluger of Texas, Mike Flood of Nebraska, Idaho's Mike Simpson, Buddy Carter of Georgia, and Tony Weed of Wisconsin sponsored the House version.
Hello, everyone. Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
Activate your crop's defenses with Orbix from Helena. Orbix is a next-generation foliar nutritional that produces stronger, more productive crops by mitigating stress. It improves plant vitality with select plant extracts, high-analysis NPK and micronutrients enhanced with the efficiency of ENC formulation technology. Unleash yield potential in your crops this season with Orbix. Contact your Helena representative or authorized dealer for more information. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together. Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. For young 4-H and FFA livestock exhibitors, the County Fair Auction Ring is the reward for months of hard work, investment, and responsibility. Unless their animals don't attract buyers. But thanks to community coalitions that step in to purchase no-bid animals, kids can be spared this disappointment and financial loss. Among them is the 37th District Buyers Coalition, parents, businesses, and community groups who banded together in 2022 to support youth exhibiting at the Santa Barbara County Fair in Santa Maria. Led by former livestock exhibitors who now have children showing in the ring, the group raises funds to buy auction animals and then donates the meat to nonprofits serving people experiencing food insecurity. To date, the coalition has purchased animals from 260 local kids and has donated more than 80,000 pounds of meat to local charities. This is a win-win-win, said Renly Pope, the coalition's president. The kids benefit, the community benefits, and we all feel better making up being a part of it. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic Report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. CHP reports there is a traffic collision with no injuries on the US 101 North, just north of San Marcos Road between Paso Robles and San Miguel. A vehicle hit a deer at about 5:33 a.m. CHP has a unit at the scene. The vehicle is on the right-hand shoulder, and it is unknown where the deer landed, according to CHP. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Clouds and sunshine today with highs in the mid-60s, southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s, west winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Wednesday, sunny starting on Thursday and continuing to Sunday, mostly sunny on Monday. Mid-60s on Wednesday, upper 60s on Thursday, upper 70s Wednesday, mid-80s on Thursday, 85 a week from today. Currently it is 40 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:21.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Beef prices are high, so Americans are eating more chicken. Tyson Foods' profit for the recent quarter was better than expected. Beef sales by volume were down 13% in the recent quarter. Chicken sales by volume up more than 1.5%. GameStop is offering to buy eBay. It's an unsolicited bid. GameStop CEO Ryan Cohen says if the offer doesn't work out, he's prepared to take the bid directly to shareholders. Norwegian, the cruise company, is lowering expectations for this year, and the stock is down nearly 6%. Norwegian says it is dealing with higher fuel costs, and some people are pulling back on travel to Europe. Though with all this happening, its recent quarter was better than expected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosella, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
Things are growing, and Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, reminds you it's time to get your yard in shape. We're talking sunshine, spring planting, and green lawns. Get prepared with a trip to Blake's for all your fertilizer, seeds, and gardening supplies. You'll also find all the drip irrigation products you need at Blake's. They're ready right now to answer your questions and show you the variety of drip irrigation systems, water-saving sprinklers, and the newest in water-saving technology. Plus, they have all the little parts you need to set up a drip irrigation system that will keep your yard green all through summer. And don't forget yard cleanup. Blake's True Value has rakes, shovels, hoes, trowels, weed eaters, and pruning tools. Everything you'll need to keep your yard in shape. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center. 1701 Riverside, Paso Robles, open every day.
All right, it's coming up this weekend, starting Thursday, the Parkfield Bluegrass Festival. And if you'd like some tickets or if you'd like to volunteer and find out more workshops in the schedule, the whole nine yards, you can go to the website, parkfieldbluegrass.org. It is that simple. All righty, email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com, freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can use that to text, 238-KPRL. But join us on the Monday edition here on The Right Choice.
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like KPRL. This little song is more to the point. Roll out the barrel and lend me your ears. I like KPRL. It makes me a jolly good fellow. Whiskey's too rough, champagne costs too much. Vodka puts my mouth in gear. This little refrain should help me explain. As a matter of fact, I like
The Morning Exchange.
All right, an opportunity to put your mouths in gear. And this afternoon, I've got, it's that time of the year, fire season, getting ready for it and so forth. So I'll have from Paso Robles the administrative fire captain, Mr. Ross Porter. He will be in. And then Susanna is back after the maternity leave. And she will have on Steve Hayward. They'll be talking about the governor's race, which I'm sure one name will come up. I will get to that name in just a little bit. But of course, Chris, I have to ask you a question.
You're going
to
ask me what TikTok is.
So this guy.
Was I right?
You didn't even look at me. I mean, he just knew it was coming, I guess, as soon as you read the story. He was drinking and driving, and he was on TikTok?
He was live streaming on TikTok, yes.
Okay, so for those of us that are, archaic, how does that work?
Okay, well, I will say that TikTok's live streaming is not quite its primary function, but it's an option. And you can sort of think of live streaming as just starting a broadcast on the internet, using a phone or a computer. You turn your webcam on, you turn your microphone on, and boom, you are live streaming to anybody who tunes in.
So he has, obviously, a phone, and he starts doing this.
Yes.
In his car while drinking and driving.
Correct.
Okay. And so when you go on this Talk-A-Tick or Tick-A-Tock or whatever it's called.
It's TikTok.
Okay.
TikTok goes the clock. It's not that hard.
Well, when you don't use something and you don't care.
Just think of a clock. What does a clock do? It goes TikTok, right?
Well, this one obviously goes cuckoo. Okay. All right. So how many, I forget how many people you said saw this, but how does that dictate? So do you have to have an established account or whatever to be an idiot?
I don't know if there's any restrictions on who can go live streaming. It said he had 11,000 followers, but that doesn't mean there was 11,000 viewers on it. The follower to viewer ratio is actually quite substantial for online platforms, where somebody could have, you know, a couple hundred thousand followers, but maybe just get a few hundred on one of their live streams. Because, you know, in order for somebody to view a live stream, they have to be not busy at the time. So anybody who is currently working is immediately out of it, and they have to actually see that you went live. So you can really start to shrink the numbers down compared to viewers to followers. In other words, I don't know how many viewers he had in the moment, but clearly one of them didn't like what he was doing.
All right, so that ought to make the law enforcement's job pretty easy then. It's recorded.
Yes, it is recorded.
Okay.
Well, actually, I don't know. Some live streams are available as like a video for people to view later. I don't know how TikTok's live stream works, though, but hey, somebody could have been recording it, or, you know, maybe the dispatchers, once they tuned in, could have been recording it as well.
Okay, but this stuff never goes away.
In a sense.
Yeah. Well, he's an idiot, and he'll get what's coming, hopefully. All right, so. Also, speaking of driving, I got this. This is really short. It says, good morning. Deer accident. They don't know where their deer landed.
That's what CHP said on the collision page, yes. Let me read it quote for quote. Unknown where deer landed at 5:34 a.m.
Okay, well, the landing part, but I have, well, I should, let me rephrase this. I didn't hit the deer. The damn idiot, the long-legged rat hit me. And he hit me on the side, and he went down, but he got up and he ran away. So, you know, maybe that's when they say they don't know where it landed. I'm just assuming that it's not there.
That's what I assume as well.
Okay, so, yeah. All right, well, got to be careful out there with those stupid rats running around. They are just absolute morons. Absolute morons. It's, you know, some animals have a sense of danger. I mean, even the rabbits in the road. And, you know, they see the lights and, you know, sometimes they may freeze. But generally, they do their best to get out of the way. Sometimes they make the wrong judgment and they, you know, go in the wrong direction and, you know, squish. You got rabbit stew. But deers are just absolutely, I mean, they hear you coming, they see the lights, and they just run out. They're useless animals. I guess the coyotes like them, so. All right, what else do we have? Oh, also, Chris, another technical question.
Yes.
This Oscars thing with the AI.
What about it?
That's been in place for years because they use computers and so forth for some of the automation and special effects. Isn't that kind of the same?
I don't think so. There's a difference between using computers for special effects and generative AI. As somebody who has used, you know, a video editing program myself.
All right. So, when you do that, we're creating people, I guess, in a sense.
I mean, you don't have to create people. There's a lot of stuff you can create using AI. And this isn't just for, you know, the video part of it as well. It's also addressing the use of AI when generating a script.
Okay. So instead of, you know, when they have the writing credits and so forth, somebody could still get credit, but AI basically did it.
It depends on how much is behind it. And I think that's the point of what the Oscar ruling is, because there's a difference between, I'd say, using artificial intelligence to maybe try and find, I don't know, the correct word you want to use in a sentence you've already crafted, and saying like, hey, AI, generate me a script with, you know, this, 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 and this, and it just does most of the work for you.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So, the fear is that, all right, now somebody can do that, and they would get credit for it, for the script.
I don't know what the Oscar's specific rulings are. I think it's up to them, but if you're talking about the latter option where they ask AI to generate the script, I kind of doubt it, because they did say in their ruling that there still has to be some sort of human creativity behind it.
Well, I guess the creativity could be that, well, I thought of the concept. You know, AI, I want this movie about X, Y, and Z. That's my idea, so I'm the creative force behind it. I don't know. I mean, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. I got this that came in, and this has to do, for the first time, California growers have to say how much groundwater they're taking. And this, the link that was sent to me on this, it opens or won't open in Firefox defaults. So if you can resend this, because there's more to the script. So here it is. The State Water Resources Control Board ordered landowners in parts of the San Joaquin Valley around Corcoran and Pickley to submit detailed reports by Friday. All right, again, for the person, thanks for sending this, but if you can send me more information, the links that will open, because I tried the save as and all this, it's just not working. Farmers face midnight deadline to report pumping. Again, that's over there, but, you know, it may come west a little bit, so to speak. All right, also, here's something to consider. Just something to consider. Because when ideas or laws, rules, whatever you want to call them, are implemented outside of our area, some people say, you know, they don't pay much attention to it. They don't pay much attention to it. Well, you might want to, because as we know, California is looking for money. And I think it's in Virginia. So the governor is thinking about ways to get more revenue. Not thinking about ways to cut or live within their means. No, they want more money. So what are they going to do? What are they trying to do? Well, how about taxing your gym membership? How about taxing your internet services? And on and on and on. For those of you, when you get your dog groomed, they want to that. Gym memberships, streaming services. This all should be discussed, according to some folks in Virginia. And, yeah, even the digital subscriptions, that's it. Posing taxes on services like gym memberships, digital subscriptions, and dog grooming. Looking for more revenue. More revenue. Telling you, folks, I guess you can give them credit for coming up with more ways to tax you. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin.
Hey, Daff.
Say, I heard over in the valley, they said that on the radio that certain places, I don't know over, I don't know exactly which places, but they've been ordered to reduce their pumping 50%, and their land went down. The farmer's land went down in value by 50%.
Was that here or was that in Arizona? Because there's an area in Arizona where according to this, in serious trouble.
It's San Joaquin Valley.
Okay.
Over by Fresno.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, how many does it? Did they give a report on how many people this will affect?
No, they didn't. They didn't tell that.
And what was the reason for this?
Well, they got ordered by the state to reduce their pumping by 50%, and I guess because of they think the groundwater has gone down and stuff, and because of that, they can't raise their crops the way they want to, and so therefore their value of their farms has went down by 50%.
So this isn't for the residents, it's for the growers.
Yeah, for the growers, that's who they're talking about.
Well, that's pretty substantial, isn't it?
Yeah, it's sure not good for their land values, that's for sure.
Well, I guess, like in many cases, it would hurt the smaller guys first more than the big boys. Because who controls a lot of it out there? Isn't it Resnick?
I'm not too sure.
I think it's Paramount Farms or whatever it's called. Or Wonder, I forget the names. One, yeah. So anyway, yeah. No, pretty sure Resnick has a big hold out in that area.
Yeah, I just thought I'd tell you what I'd heard on the radio. You know, on the tamale eating contest at Tascadero, it's too bad they don't tell who won the contest and how many tamales they ate. You know, it's kind of like their newspaper doesn't report it, and I mean. What's that, Billy Chestnut or the hot dog eating guy?
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah, I mean they always tell how many hot dogs he ate. Why can't they tell how many tamales were eaten at the local tamale festival?
Well, do they have an eating contest or is this just based on taste? Chris, does it say?
Yeah, they have an eating contest.
Oh,
I just didn't announce winners for those because I didn't want to, you know, go down through a whole list.
Right, there's lots of things, but they don't give the amount, do they?
There's no quantity listed, but, you know, I'm sure if you ask somebody involved, they probably know.
Daffy, how many tamales do you think you can eat in one sitting?
They tell me I'm one heck of an eater. I'm not sure. If I heard how many were eaten, I'd consider, and how many I'd have to eat to win, I might consider entering it, that's for sure.
Well, my assumption is that they have you have to do it within a certain amount of time. Isn't that how the hot dog eating contest goes?
Yeah, I think so. I could eat a lot of tamales, that's all I could say.
Hmm. Well, that's pretty heavy eating, so I don't know how many, well, I don't like tamales, but... all right, so how many hot dogs do you think you can eat in 10 minutes?
Yeah, not too much into... I wouldn't want to enter a hot dog eating contest, but...
Man. All right, well, everybody has their own.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Take care, Kevin.
You're welcome. Bye. 2385775. Chris, you probably like tamales, don't you?
I like tamales. My mom's tamales especially.
Well said. How many do you think you can eat in 10 minutes?
No more than three. I'm not a big eater. I'm a very light eater.
Okay. All right. Well, all right, folks. Enjoy your breakfast while you're thinking about that. Let's see. All right. So, speaking of food, yeah, the services want to tax. So, you have heard that your governor likes to brag on how big the California economy is. You know, he says it's the fourth, it's the fifth, it's the sixth, or the seventh largest in the world. All right, and as you know, we don't have any money, which is amazing. Thank you for the people who put people in that are irresponsible with the money they take from us. As I again refer to it as, in many cases, a legalized plunder. Well, now, just something to think about. When somebody's bragging on, well, we got one of the largest economies in the world, why do you think that is? Now, we have a lot of different resources. Our ag industry, you've got the wine industry, you've got the tech industry, you've got entertainment industry, you have the tourism industry, and so forth and so on. So you say, okay, that's it's a lot of diversity. That's pretty good. We're very fortunate. But you know where the money, when the state says that they're one of the largest economies in the world, comes from? It comes from you. It comes from the highly progressive personal income tax. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. You know, I've heard the governor talk about the fourth largest economy. We used to be the seventh largest economy, and this is going back some decades. And that would have been, and as you said, we're very diverse. But oil and ag would have been the two big, the big items for us being the seventh largest economy. Then we became somehow the fourth, and that's driven by all the tech in Silicon Valley. You have a lot of billionaires. Of course, they're now leaving the state, and they're going to do a good job of ruining Silicon Valley. I find it interesting that you have all kinds of people running for governor, and I came across an ad from some guy by the name of Matt Mahan, who's running for governor, and he's the either current or former mayor of San Jose. And his spiel, and he's a Democrat, and his spiel is, it's not about taxes, cutting taxes or raising taxes, it's about results. We send a bunch of tax money, I get results. We just haven't been getting any results. And what I find interesting is, so he's running against what's happening in Sacramento right now, and he's a Democrat. I do find it interesting. And then you look locally, and you see Dawn Addis, who has a competitor from the left running against her. Is there a shift in the attitude of the voting public? Are the Democrats seeing that they may be in a little bit of trouble here, and there may be a wind of change coming? Do you think that's possible?
Well, do I think it's possible? Well, I think the dribble that may be coming out of their mouth is possible. However, I wouldn't trust them because, like a lot of politicians on both sides, they're just going to say what they think that their constituents want to hear to stay in power.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all. You're quite correct. And they cause, you know, it's funny, they cause a lot more problems. We talk about the money and the taxes and whatnot. But something, I was listening to Sound Off on Friday and heard Kenny Annie say something that I was unaware of, talking about, well, let's put it this way. I'm well aware that we have way too many administrators and not enough teachers. We keep hiring administrators. And apparently, there are state laws, there's rules, there's regulations that require this reporting, this administrative reporting for schools, and teachers either won't, well, not won't, but can't, because of the union, do that work. So you have to hire these administrators to fulfill the rules and regulations. So you could look at a state legislator like Dawn Addis and say, hey, you guys are causing the problem here at the schools. Why don't you fix it? Well, but that never gets discussed. I didn't know that. Well, I just thought they were padding their numbers.
That goes back quite a few years because guess who pushed for this? It wasn't
the teachers' union.
Exactly. The teachers' union pushed for this. So, again, how many times have I said it over the years? The teachers' union complains about whatever, whatever. You voted in these people, and you voted for more taxes. You complain about the housing. You complain about the cost of this. You vote in these people that inflict this on you. Are you that stupid?
Right. Right. And so that comes back to your local legislator, let's just say a Robert Rivas, a John Laird, a Don Addis. Are they going to change things that go against the union? No, they're bought and paid for by the union.
Absolutely.
That's the problem.
Yep, or they'll make deals. Hey, I'm gonna do this, but when I get back in office, don't worry about it. I'll take care of you. You know, again,
right.
this comes under the, again, I've encouraged everybody to buy that book, Extortion, and see how this game is played.
Yeah.
It's played.
Yeah.
So, all right.
Hey, real quick.
Oh, sure.
Real quick, Kevin, is this connection good? Am I coming through clear without background noise?
Yeah, it's better than it was last week.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
All right.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. Going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. A man on social media platform TikTok was live streaming while driving under the influence. A person called in from across the country in Kentucky and reported the incident. CHP officers eventually located the suspect in his vehicle on Shell Beach Drive, and he was arrested for suspicion of DUI at around 3:12 p.m. The county sheriff's office responded to an incident at Montaña de Oro State Park on Saturday regarding an adult male kayaker in distress. The kayaker was flipped over by waves and his life vest slipped off his body. He was rescued and CPR was performed, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Ted Linder. At least 10 people injured following a shooting near Arcadia Lake in Edmond, Oklahoma Sunday night. Edmond police spokesperson saying the victims were in various conditions. Police telling Fox 25 Oklahoma City two men wearing ski masks opened fire on a group of people at what attendees described as a Sunday fun day event. No suspects are in custody. President Trump responding to a new peace proposal from Iran and has indicated he's not too optimistic it can end the conflict.
The president told reporters he'd like to eliminate Iran's remaining 15% ballistic missile capacity, and he left the door wide open for restarting military strikes in Iran.
That's Fox's Brian Yenis. For now, a three-week ceasefire continues to hold. America's listening to Fox News.
We just trying to catch a good time.
Coming to the Salinas Valley Fair in King City, Nashville Songwriter of the Year award winner Nico Moon, Saturday, May 16th.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland delight, like a barber on a wet line.
It's time for Red, White, and Bloom at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Join us opening night for the Grand Tasting, which kicks off at 6 p.m. This 21 and over event features over 80 regional chefs, breweries, and wineries pairing the very best in food and drink with live music. And enjoy your favorite carnival rides every night of the fair. Saturday night, country star Nico Moon. The very best in fun, food, and entertainment is waiting for you at this year's Salinas Valley Fair in King City, May 14th through the 17th. Pre-sale tickets and live entertainment schedules available at SalinasValleyFair.com.
Good time.
8 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Pistons pounded the Magic 116-94 to complete the comeback from down 3-1 for the regular season Eastern champs. 32 points for Cade Cunningham, 30 for Tobias Harris, a game-high 38 for Paolo Banchero in the loss. The Cavaliers clipped the Raptors 114-102. The home team won every game in that series. Cleveland now heads to Detroit tomorrow night. On the ice, one game seven to wrap up round one. The Canadiens nipped the Lightning 2-1. Montreal managed just 9 shots on goal, but got 2 of them in the net. All 7 games were decided by 1 goal after the two teams closed out the regular season with 106 points apiece. A little different story in the West second round opener in Denver. The Avalanche overpowered the Wild 9-6. Colorado had an early 3-0 edge. Minnesota rallied to take the lead late in period two. Then Cale Makar, injured earlier in the game, came back to lead the charge with 2 goals in the third.
I don't think we're going to see that again. I think it's just probably a one-off, but I like that we were able to stick with it and find a way to win, obviously, in a unique way.
Baseball Sunday, the Braves bashed the Rockies 11-6. Jonah Heim homered and drove in 5. Atlanta, the first team to 25 wins this season. The AL-leading Yankees scored 7 times in the 8th to overwhelm the Orioles 11-3. Cubs won their 5th straight, 8-4 over the Diamondbacks. The Rays shaded the Giants 2-1 in 10 innings. That's San Francisco's 6th loss in a row. And at Saturday's 152nd Kentucky Derby, 23-1 long shot Golden Tempo was the winner, coming from dead last on the final turn to win by a neck. That's Monday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Clouds today, highs in the mid-60s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Clouds and sunshine, upper 60s on your Tuesday. As we head out to Wednesday, we'll warm up a little bit, upper 70s. Mid-80s Thursday, upper 80s Friday.
Saturday, low 90s. Same Sunday and mid-80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 9 up and down. 6.08 a.m., 7.52 p.m. We're at 41. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, AtascaderoGunShop.com. As we check in to see what critters may be out and about in the highways and get them where they need to be, that's home, safe and sound. Home sweet home, home sweet home. And I did a trivia question last week on, well, the answer was Atticus from Kill a Mockingbird. That was on Friday night. That's just a great movie, great movie. Chris, we don't have time today because I'm running up against the clock, and the other reason is I've got a question that is, I have no idea on how I'm going to phrase it, so it's going to probably take longer to ask the question, and so you're off the hook.
All right.
All right, folks, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World Famous Pet Alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's Tascadero, your countywide approved conceal carry training team. Okay, let's see here. Where are we at? I'm over here, so we have to go to trivia. All right. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply, and they are on file. Okay, let's see here. This has to do with combination weight loss, weight gain, whichever you want, however you want to phrase it. This is, what are we doing when it's called mindless eating? Mindless eating. What are we doing? According to studies here. And as a matter of fact, if you weren't doing this with the mindless eating, you could, lose weight. So what is it that we're doing that's called mindless eating? Now, obviously we're eating, but what are we doing while we're eating? It's called, it's related to mindless eating. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. To the phones, to the bat line. Hi, good morning.
Morning. Grazing.
No, not grazing. We're doing something. We're not cows. We're not cows. Okay.
Not grazing.
All right. Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Our wonderful snacking all day.
What are we doing?
Eating.
No, we know we're eating. It's mindless eating, but what are we doing?
What are we doing while we're eating is probably what you should be saying, right?
All right. There you go. Chris,
we know we're eating.
Chris got it.
But what are we doing?
Turn down your phone, please.
Probably what you should be saying.
I don't know. 30, 40 years. Turn down your radio. Yeah, so you're doing something.
I got a guess scribbled here.
Okay. Yep.
Absolutely. It's that easy. It is that easy.
It is that easy. Okay. And my hand will go up. I'm guilty. My hand will go up. I'm guilty.
I mean, what else are you supposed to do?
Oh, you can enjoy it. This is going to have to be real quick. Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. Watching television.
Yes, watching TV. May I have your name, please?
Sure. Kay Kunzler, Creston.
All right. Thank you, Kay. Got to go.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. City of Atascadero held its 10th annual Tamale Festival this weekend, starting on Friday and continuing into Saturday. Over 23 tamale vendors were in attendance with the Best Tamale Contest, Tamale Eating Contest, and Pet Costume Contests as well. The County Sheriff's Office responded to an incident at Montaña de Oro State Park on Saturday regarding an adult male kayaker. The kayaker was flipped over by waves and his life vest slipped off his body. He was rescued and CPR was performed, but was pronounced dead at the scene. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right. Watching TV often leads to snacking without paying attention to fullness cues, so it says. Studies show participants consumed 36% more pizza and 71% more mac and cheese while watching TV.
I was about to think, is it because we're burning, you know, calories watching TV with our brains? Because he said we can lose weight if we do it without snacking.
Well, yeah, without snacking, yeah. All right, folks, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.